adding from the outside to the lodge. Masha'en came by the Zaysim. I wasn't 100% sure what the place of Zaysim is. Because by Zaysim is Mashma L'chayri, the Zaysim themselves. Right? And that's what he says, the Darkai, right? Because Mishbur even says that it's Darkai. So obviously he's not talking about the Darkai of putting water into it. Anovim, you know anybody who soaks grapes in water? Unless that's how they made wine. I'm not clear in the case of the Zaysim. Because I'll tell you why. I hold that it's very shayich. That on one hand, if it's not taking out the water, it could be better. If it's not taking out the water that was, it could be better. Right? And because when you take out the water that is, it's regular schita.
I mean, is it urchei alav
or urchei? I'm saying, by taking out the water, I'm sorry, it's not better. Excuse me. On one hand, it's not the regular schita, because all you're doing is to take out for what, you know, to fix it. On the other hand, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah means, but by Zaysim, when you just take out the oil, I mean, that's called schita. If you take out water that it absorbed, so then I can hear a svara that's called lagufi, to take it out, because it's soaked, and it's soaked too much, and you're taking it out. So that's called lagufi. But if a guy goes and presses orange, where he says lagufi, I mean, that's if a guy presses an oven, that's called schita. I mean, where's the lagufi? What, because you rather don't want so much water in there? You want it less? That's how I learned one way, the Mishnah Berurah. Or you can learn another way, the Mishnah Berurah. That lagufi is a better heter when it's just to take out it. Masha'en came by taking out the water from outside, it's worse. Because that's a case of real schita. What is schita? Schita is an absorbed water, and you want to get rid of the water that it absorbed. I'm saying two sides of the coin.
The opposites.
I'm telling you, two opposites. That's what my chakir is always that. My chakir is, do I look at
worse?
Which way does it go worse? So on one hand, I could come and say that the fact that it's water that I'm pressing from, that's better. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Zaysim, you can't have that heta because you're just squeezing Zaysim. What are you doing? Now, I'm saying this because I'm not sure if the Zaysim is because it's Darkai, which is the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, or Zaysim because it's Deiraisa. And that's where I start. And that was the Shia yesterday. That's what I ended with yesterday. By Chaliva and the Farik. Again, there's two ways I can learn this Mishnah. One is that it's about Kovish Kvashim. Kovish Kvashim is that the water was absorbed and it doesn't belong there. So when I squeeze it, maybe that's on one hand better because I could hear the lagufe of it. It just took in too much water. Mashenkin, if I squeeze the thing itself, what are you going to say? What's lagufe? I mean, that. I'm squeezing. That's regular schita, and that maybe is what the Mishnah Berurah means by Zaysim. Like Dilma, Kovish Kvashim is worse. Is better. Could be Kovish is better. Right? Because it's not the real schita. You could hear more laguf. I'm saying on one hand you could hear more the lagufe Masha'en came by the regular. On one hand you could say it's much worse. Because that's what schita is. I mean, schita is I'm being soich what I don't need.
Is what you want.
Huh? You don't have the uchla daferis. That's what I wanted with this chayadim yesterday. By kovish kvash, it might be worse because you don't have uchla daferis, and that's how I learned that chayadim. What the chayadim is saying is, when it's in itself, then you have uchla daferis. You see that he says it. He says it by Zaysman. He says it. That was that chayadim that we learned. And that's why I want to say the fat of the chicken is not shaykh to schita. I don't ask it by mashka. I understand, but by shumin, he says it's svar vochel daferis.
The way we understood was that shumin is an oichel. It comes from elsewhere.
I understand, but lu yitzuyer you made schita. No, what I mean to say is like this: lu yitzuyer you took something and it's oichel from oichel. Then I hear, but by the kvashim. It's not oichli. What are you doing with the chaim? You're not drinking it. What are you going to do with it? It's a different way of understanding the case of kovish. Kovach, you never have the Svar of Uchel Daferis. Mashenka, when you squeeze a food, let's say the fat from the meat, that's Uchel Daferis. That's all I wanted yesterday. I wanted yesterday that you should hear. On one hand, the case is Kvisha. Kvisha, on one hand, could be better. Mashenka Zaysim is worse, not because it's Deiraisa. Because you must be Saichim. What are you talking about? Or the other way, you can work it the other way around. Fakir. Kvisha is worse. Kvisha is worse. Why is Kvisha worse? Because you don't have the Svar V'chol Daferis. Mashen came by other fruits. You do have a... By Seisim, you don't have V'chol Daferis, but there's what the Rishonim tell us.
So what about by Tutim V'Remainim?
Oh, that's not Kamina. That's exactly what I want. Could I say Tutim V'Remainim is better than Kvisha? Because by Tutim V'Remainim, I don't have the Cheshbon of Kvisha, that it's like real Schita. Or on the other hand, it could be worse.
It sounds like there's a different angle in here.
I know the angle, because it's mashma darkly, not darkly.
I don't mean necessarily darkly, yeah. But about Roy Boylem Sefer or somebody, it's not nothing. It's Butler Daito. The fact that this Yochid wants, what doesn't, you know, is doing it legumbo.
Why can't, yeah, that's how you learned it. I don't know. I don't know. One thing for sure, however, you know what it is, I never care how you'd lamaisa want to learn it. My job is to point out that there's a Mishnah Berurah. Something's going on in that Mishnah Berurah. There's something going on in that Mishnah Berurah, which is not just the Rabbanan Deraisa. That's all I want. It's not about only the Rabbanan Deraisa. It's more. There's something else going on there where Zaysim, unless the case of Zaysim is also with water. I don't know. If the case of Zaysim is with water, I don't even know what he means exactly. So then what does the Darka of Schit have to do with anything? If he means that you soaked in water and then it's darker, I don't know. I don't know darker. Again, what I'm saying is by the case of a nub, it's with water. You soaked it. No.
What's the difference whether it's water from somewhere else or water from here? I mean, the truth is the way I'm saying, the way I understood this roi ba'olam, then only the way that
what
roi ba'olam does.
That's right.
Which is not water from somewhere else.
Right.
Okay. Water from somewhere else comes out.
I'm masking. But all I want, but according to Islam, there is no bottom.
Yeah.
I'm masking. Okay, good. That's all. That's what I want is from this Mishnah Berurah, that there's a chiluk between Kvisha of Yerakis and Zeis. And if you understand well that chiluk, big nafkamis halachah. Okay? So you want to say it over? Let's say it over. Go ahead. No.
Shmuel Mechalek between Beis Vanovim and squeezing out sours that you soaked in water.
So Shiloh is.
Shiloh is what's the chiluk?
Well, what is the chiluk? He doesn't say.
Beis Vanovim is Deiraisa, and this is only Rabbanan.
Right. Or is the chiluk because this is Kvisha from the outside, Mashenkin, this is from the inside? Or because this is Darkai and not Darkai? Very big nafkamin is halach, and you'll soon see what I want. You'll soon see. Okay. Now, with this, let's go a little further, okay? Does the mashke have to go li'ibud? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavdalit. He's medayik from the Lash of the Shulchan Aruch. The L'toich Kaira is mutter, which means that the mashke does not have to go li'ibud. The Taz and Siv Katan Yudbeis is clearly the mashke has to go li'ibud, right? Because that's the heter. The heter is that it's not derech mefarik because it went li'ibud. Now, agav, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah with passing Keneged Taz. Okay, so you have to go in the Achreinim and Mustam. If you learned the Achreinim on the side, the Magen Avram, whatever.
Taz goes with Ramban.
Whatever. Good. Mashke. The Teri is right. Okay. Now, I have a different shayla. In this Mishnah Berurah that you can put into the Kaira, does he mean that it doesn't have to go li'ibud, or he means you can even drink it? In this Mishnah Berurah, and I hold some Meir de Gashayla, does the Mishnah Berurah mean it doesn't have to go li'ibud, you can put it into the Kaira? And for example, it'd be easier to put it into the Kaira than to put it into a garbage. You're at the table, let's say. Or he means you can even drink it afterwards. It doesn't have to go li'ibud at all.
With Kaira, then you could be starved the heter of Eichel. I mean, not that you have to come out of the heter, but
I don't know. That's the shiloh.
If you're doing it if you're gonna leave it as a drink, then I don't know. You wouldn't call it kdei l'sakin gufim la'achila levad.
Maybe. It's a nice question. You could definitely hear where you can ask for a question. What does the Mishnah Berurah mean that it doesn't have to go l'ibud? Does that right now it has to go l'ibud, or it does means that you don't have to get rid of it? There's no point in getting rid of it. It can akud as this. And grab if someone else wants to drink it or whatever it is, let him use it. The Shitas Yireim is that Basar Shanishra by Merak Upa Shanishra by Yayin also Lischait. Yinala Bisaych. Even Metzitza Bepeh would be Asar, which means even where the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be Meitzitz, in this case you wouldn't be allowed to be Meitzitz. In this case, he wouldn't be allowed to be righteous. L'chayr, we learned that Zeisim v'anavim is the only thing that we're machmir, which is otavi olav bracha, and the rest is mutter. I don't say what well, we said that it's always mutter, right? Only by Zeisim v'anavim is one shita otavi olav bracha. Yeah. This kash is not my kash. The Magen Avraham asked this kash. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kat and Yud Beis, go ahead. What is the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Siv Kat and Yud Beis? No. Who I did? Lashon the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, no. Chen Kol Ki Yaitzim is there? Siv Kat and Yud Beis?
I know a few of Shard Ram and Mubarak and Kumala. The Tan Dezu, the Sri Lake, Love Riyadavs and Yannick Milhem. The Gamsham Ushidoi.
Maybe the one before. What's the one before?
He says meat.
What does he say? Kigayin Shinosh, that's it, right? You see clearly that he's chaylik on this Yireim, right? Mishabur is chaylik on this Yireim. But what's Hakib Shat in the Yireim? So I'm already a kash. What's Hakib Shat in this Yireim? I don't see that. If Zaysim remain, Zaysim and Anovim is Shayich, that even that's Mutter, and it's only a Yesh Misha Oyser. So how could the Yireim go as far as to say that even this is awesome? Why is it us? So I want to say I'm married to Kedmart. I held this Emerson Kedmart. What's the case of Zaysim Anovim? You're being Moitz, it. Mashenki, by the Merak, you're being Moitz, the liquid that it was by Leia. So it could be it's worse. That was my whole Makud. I never knew is it worse Mitzitza? I'm sorry, Schita of the thing itself? Or is it worse Schita when it was by Leia something you're being Seichet? This Yireim should be a stickler raya that if you ask, how could you answer? What's the having to answer? You're allowed to be moitz, maybe even zaysim anavim, the deraisa dikav of a schita. So you can't do marak. Mary dikakasha. So Mary dikakasha, even to be moitz bepez asa. Why is it asa? Okay. Now, with this, I want to tie in an interesting nekuda. Okay. The Veltain is that when you take out a tea bag, you have to be careful not to squeeze the tea, right? Because then it's schita. Right? I hold. Say there are tea bags in the sense, let's say, and you want to take it out, right? So sometimes you squeeze the thing to the side. So I tie it makes a very big nafkamina. If you're doing it because you want the food, which means you want more tea, so you're squeezing the tea bag. First of all, did you say who? Was that your question? And the answer is me. I make tea on Shabbos.
I was going to ask
you. You know why I make tea on Shabbos? Because Rosh Hashiva's at Tzal said I'm allowed to do
it. Rosh
Hashiva said you're allowed to make tea on Shabbos.
What I meant was that usually people don't have a tea bag.
Yes, they do. I do.
In the
cup. I have it. Why not?
You say most people.
I'm not a person, I don't count. Rosh Hashiva's Atzal didn't count. I said the Rashiv Zatar wasn't a person, he was a malach. See, bitch like me, you could say I'm not a Ben Adam. It's Kemench. This Kemench. Rashiv Zatar is a malach. It made sense because the Mishnah Berurah makes sense. That's why. It makes sense to do like the Mishnah Berurah. We learned it. How many times we did this? Good. So you're a tzaddik. What do you want? Good. That's what you're from the tzaddikim that are going to bring Mashiach. You're going to bring. You got. The whole world does what you do. It's Mishabura. Mishabura says to do that. But the Rashiva and Maisha held. It doesn't. There's no reason for it. In a klishlishi. If you want to make tea, in France, everybody makes tea. I told them. It's klishlishi. What do you want? So you have a tea bag inside. Yes, I have a tea bag inside. And sometimes you want to get rid of that tea bag for many reasons. One, it's very uncomfortable to drink. Two, someone else wants the tea bag. Right? So are you allowed to squeeze the tea bag? So the Veld says, Chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to. I hope they're not learning this. If you are doing it because you want that extra liquid, so then it's kavanasai for the liquid. But if it's only because you don't want it to drip all over, so your kavan is not for the eichel, so it's mutter. What should we ask about?
L'taych mayim is a problem.
L'taych mayim?
L'taych mashkem is worse than l'taych eichel.
Yeah, but it's mutter. L'taych deir is always mutter when it's not your kavan. It was kaivish. It took in water, right? The tea leaves took in water. It's parshas that. The tea leaves took in water. Are you allowed to put a little kairo? Yes. So that's again, you keep on saying that. I don't know what you want. The main nakuda is that it doesn't have to go l'ibud. That's the main nakuda. I'm not being masad on one. I'm not interested in the thing. That's not my kavana. My kavana is I don't want to drip all over the table. I'm not doing dash l'tzarech achilu. That's the chilik. But that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not responsible for the din. The din is when it's legufa, it's mutter.
Okay, it doesn't say anywhere in anything other than legufa. Everybody's saying it's not that legufa, as long as it's not with tzarek.
Right. Okay. Okay. So if you don't like the chiddush, it's fine. But that's what I'm saying.
It's a good
chiddush. It's a good vote.
It was pshat you squeeze it, so it doesn't drip over.
I shouldn't drip all over. Most people squeeze it. They're not that. We're not in the concentration camps. So you have to. Every drop counts. It's because you don't want to drip. Why would a guy squeeze a tea bag? Because he wants more, unless he wants more
the
thicker
other guy
tea.
Is squeezing it so he can get every drop.
Yeah,
out, nothing left.
Yeah, that's it. But you're squeezing it because you don't want to drip all over the table. I see. Perhaps he's not masking to my chedusha.
He's a little shocked.
To my wild chedusha.
But yeah, that's first of all.
You want to know? That's the truth. You want to know something? You want to know something? That's probably the real reason. He still can't get over the first thing. Shiva, it's a famous thing for the Shiva.
I didn't say anything.
You never knew that the Shiva was on the on Shabbos. You're godly, they're reading your mind. As long as they're saying good things about you. Sometimes people read what you do and they say that you die. Yeah, you look good, you die. The guys think, what would I do? The bris, there was a bris here. So I got attacked because the drinking with the Bar Piagoff and with that. You saw the guys were attacking me over there.
What happened?
There was a bunch of guys that came. A few guys were attacking me
by the bridge.
I didn't drink.
It was worse than everything.
No, I know it was much worse.
Well, what happened?
They was in stop tumbling about it. I know.
I'm saying what was the kiddush and everything.
What do you mean?
They went through the mask to the Yitzhak Rose.
I know. Never have to be a Chinese.
What was the kiddush? You
going to
drink
nothing. I got the first two bracha, the bracha and then the Bar Pei Agafa. Okay, the tzaddik, and then there was the person who called out. Okay, so the second guy made the brachas. The name, the second guy gave the name, and then he drank, and then he came to give me the drink. The moil came. While I was making the brachas, I was mesupik because I'm not from here. I don't know what the minhagim are. The truth, it's not the end of the world if you don't drink. Because it's not a big shanen, it's a big mitzvah. Right? I'm a chuy to drink. So then I started clearing, but they're probably going to say it's like by the Kiddush. By the Siddur Kiddush and also there's a problem. So what do they do? They spill it. So I'm thinking maybe I should spill it. And I have to have Kiddush. Kids, I said, you know what, leave it alone. Why? Now this is the trick
Rabbi
to the whole story.
Rabbi wasn't
I was mechavin avlechatchila. Yeah, while I was making, I was thinking kiddush. But what was the real story? The guy took the kais from me, so I figured I don't have to drink it. The moil took it away from me. I expected that the moil knows more. The moil did so many bris, right? He just took the cup away. So I said, okay, zarap alam isis. I don't have to drink it. That was the story, okay? He came back and kiddush, and I talk, and you have to. And then he comes over to me that I should drink it. So I drank it. So the guy was telling me, yeah, but where was the kiddush? I said, because chatchila I was thinking kiddush. El Chatchila thought kiddush, but
it helps him though. There was no Mekadosh Shabbos. There was no.
Well, it is a Bayer Pirkofer. So what did I do? By me, everything is the way it was done and lived. Right? That's the way I grew up. What should I tell you? I grew up by my Zayt, by Ramesh. I grew up by these people. That's what I never saw that they should drink. It's not a chiyuv to drink. The Bayer Pirkofer, the person, not a chiyuv to drink. Shame. The chiyuv is that it should be kosher bracha, should be shasu. So let's say on Tisha, but what do? You give it to your nuka. Give it to a child. You don't have a chuyv to drink. Okay. So I let it go, right? Could you look up Reish Nun Gimel? The Ramah speaks about this case. What do on a bris on Shabbos? He says it clearly, you know? And you tell me if I'm supposed to drink. You tell me. Take that cup. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Reish Nun Gimel.
Reish Nun Gimel. Nun Reish. Why am I saying Reish? Shinun Gimel. Shinun Gimel. Kiddush, Shinun Gimel, yeah? Shinun Gimel. So, not Shinun. So, wait a minute, so give it to me, Reish Nun. Kiddush, no? Which
Reish
one?
Gimel,
Reish Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel. Okay, Reish Ayin Gimel. Shut up. See you right now. I'm going to have a hard time speaking tonight. My head isn't working. I shouldn't have said yes. I don't know. I shouldn't have said I see you right now. I shouldn't have said it. It's too late tonight for me. Okay, go ahead, yeah?
It
says there's a Ramah on a bris on Shabbos. What is Ramah say he's supposed to do?
It's in hey.
Okay, go ahead, read it. Ramah.
He's there. Oh, you mutter le mailer sanik dishtas mikoshlo mila b'shabbos b'shachvis b'shaisim kashir. I will not go detain the tinori.
Okay, so let's start. Who's doing the drinking? Read it again. Who's doing the drinking?
Oh, you mutter le mailer.
The mayo.
Sanik.
Or the sanik. Does he tell you about the guy who made the bayir priya guffin? Okay, have a nice day. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
And just giving it to the tinik is enough.
And then he says, if anything, you can just give it to the tinik and finish. I'll call him. Take my cup. Take my cup. You have no idea. I don't understand. The guy was lucky and come back the next day, because if he would have kept punk the next day, but the next day, right, I said, you know what, let it go. But if he came back the next day, he would have gotten it. Like, tell me, do I have to do different than the Ramah? Tell me, does the Ramah say that the guy who made the Bayer Pirkofer has to drink it? What are you talking about? The mail? Either the unless the mail is the guy who makes all the brachas. I don't know. Unless that's what the Ramah means. Maybe there was no such a thing as brachas by Reich Beis. Could be. Huh?
He did everything.
Maybe the mail, as he's cutting and he's holding the kais in the other hand, he's Superman and he's doing all the brachas and giving the name and holding the baby with another foot.
The kais slider,
huh?
The kais slider. It could be. Did it.
No,
I don't know. The mail
did everything.
He made the brachos and everything. They have
mail
in that. One thing for sure. Are you masking if it's the sandik? It's not muchach necessarily he made the Bayer Pirkofer. In other words, somebody has to drink it. That's all the Ramah says. And the baby's good. And a tinnik would be good enough. So what are you hacking me a chayin?
You don't drink it anyway. You put it in your mouth. You drink it.
The baby. I'm not talking about the baby.
The baby itself is being.
Whatever, I'm just saying.
I get it from the cup. I by myself get it from the cup.
Yeah, you're getting drunk. It's
all over it.
It's still all over the baby.
Yeah. But really, you can tell if they make kids with the baby drink it, they put it in the mouth.
Drank the whole leg, Ravius he drank. I saw that baby. Well, he was feeding him a Ravius over there.
You see how much he was quiet?
Yeah.
I make sure.
He slept very well.
Advice. It's a Ramah. I don't know. There's certain things. Well, leave alone. Laws up. If you're not 100% sure, even if you're 100% sure, maybe a guy's different mini. What are you drinking a cup? What are you hacking? What are you bothering people?
Otherwise, it would be boring.
It's not boring. It's boring for not from where I sit. I sit because it's more pleasant.
For us, it's entertaining.
It's very entertaining on my chesh. All right, let's go fight. Okay, see, I knew it had to come out somewhere. It was brewing in me. I didn't say one word the whole time. I pooped today, the right day, Mr. New went to the... It had to come out, so it came out. All right, now I feel better. Okay. Now, okay. Now let's go to the controversial shaila of the pump. All right. I taina, a woman is allowed to pump if it hurts her. She's allowed to keep the milk in the pump. Maybe she could drink it later if you like my chiddush over here, but maybe not. Okay, so let's just say, but she's allowed to keep it in the pump. All right, she doesn't have to. You know what they do? Well, sure, you're allowed to pump on Shabbos. If you're pumping for the baby, I've had you a lot of pump because the baby, it's a con, he has to eat. That's the reason why it's mutter to be chaylus, to be yainik in the first place. But if you're pumping for tzar, okay. What was my cheshbon? So the emes is like this. I told you, they once came to ask me, and I knew of an Avnei Nezer. That's something else. There's one thing, the Avir, but this is also about Mepharic. There's something else. It's Mepharic. There's a question with Mepharic.
What's Mepharic? The child, if you're saving it, that means it's for the babies and the baby.
Yeah, but you're saving it for the baby. Yeah, but you're not doing it for that.
Either way, it's for the baby.
But the baby doesn't need so much, maybe. Let's say you're doing more than what the baby needs.
So why are you saving it?
Chanami, but then you're saving for after Shabbos, maybe. You can pump others. You don't have to be chaylev on Shabbos for the pumping for the weekday. Okay. So I told him there's a lot of pump, and I based it on the what you call it, and I'm Abinezer. In Arachim, I think it's Simon Yudalad. Abinezer, I think it's Simon Yudalad in Arachim. I think, if I remember correctly, in Arachim. Okay. The oil went crazy, the rub over there in the shul, like, Mama, she went wild. Okay. So first of all, I said like this, let's break it down. Do you hold its Dairaisa Drabon? Normal Khaliva, which of course is Dairaisa. Normal nursing is Dairaisa. But with a pump, it could be a Shinui. Huh? You have to run.
No, I forgot that I left it on.
With a Shinui. Okay, so where did I get this from? Look at Shinhei. Sharatzin, again, I don't have this in my notes, so it's going to be from memory a little bit. Shinhei, Sharatzin Peihei. Look at Sharatzin Peihei. He discusses if Biyad, Sharatzin, there's no Sharatzin Pei Hei?
It gets close, it's Pei.
So maybe it's Pei, go ahead, yeah?
No. Shin Hei?
No, it goes up to Ayin Zayin.
Try Shin Chav Hei. Try Shin Chav Hei.
Amir La'akon or Isha?
One is in Shin Lamed. There's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed. Where the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that if an Isha has Tsar, she wants to pump it with her hand. That's Shin Lamed. I think it's Ches. Shin Lamed, Ches. So she's allowed to pump with her hand. She's allowed to take out the it's Ches, right? Well, Tes. Ches or Tes?
Siv Ches.
Okay, good. That research is good.
Shin Lamed?
Shin Lamed, right?
Biyada,
Chalav, right. Okay, so look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Look at that Mishnah Berurah. So that Mishnah Berurah says La'aretz. Says clearly Ala'aretz, right? Oh, see. Wait. Oh. Now, what's in the Va'oid? That's my shayla. What's in the Va'oid? In the Va'oid, he means that you have to put Ala'aretz, or Va'oid, even when it's not Ala'aretz. Since it's a Malach Shein and Tzrich L'Gufa, every time Malach Shein and Tzrich L'Gufa, you have to ma'abed the other thing. What do you have to ma'abed the other thing for? When it's a malacha, she yitzricha l'gufa, vertus a drabbanan, and every drabbanan is mutter. The reading is mashma that it's one thing, ala oretz, and in that he's saying a plus, what do you need a plus for? If it's ala ibur, it's mutter, so what's it talk about? On the va'oid chelik, I hold that Mishnah Berurah held you didn't have to do it ala oretz. He's giving you two svaras. Either you could put it ala oretz and take care of the problem of dosh, or you could say it's malacha, she yitzricha l'gufa. Now, what about being chaylev with a pump b'chlal? So the truth is, when it's biyad, that's called shina, it's called klachayad. He brings the pay, he doesn't bring it here. Is it pay hay here? So wait a minute. So the truth is, biyad is zicha shina. That's klar. That's a klar mishra. How can I hear it? I'm tired. So give me a minute. We'll find it. Give me a minute. I have to go, right? I have to go. One of the truths is I really have to leave. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll do this tomorrow. Please be Michael. Yeah, because I don't want to come there and my mind is going to be wandering because I'm late and I'm this and I'm that.
Tomorrow.
I guess it's just in time to continue. Say shit, I'm leaving. I have no choice, I have to run. The truth is, where is Yossi's really? Okay.